USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The impeachment trial of former President Trump continues, with his attorney making the case that the trial is unconstitutional.
We can't possibly be suggesting that we punish people for political speech in this country. And if people go and commit lawless acts as a result of their beliefs, and they cross the line, they should be locked up. And in fact, I've seen quite a number of the complaints that were filed against the people who breached the Capitol. Some of them charged conspiracy. Not a single one of them, I noticed, charges conspiracy with the 45th President of the United States.
Trump defense attorney Bruce Castor, Jr. President Biden meeting at the White House with executives from Walmart, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the Chamber of Commerce to talk about helping the economy and addressing the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The White House is defending a proposal to include making the minimum wage $15 an hour as part of the COVID-19 relief plan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters 27 million American workers will get a raise with the passage of a wage hike. It comes after the recent nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reported that 1.4 million Americans would likely lose their jobs, while 900,000 Americans would come out of poverty with the wage hike. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton previously ruled the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas was likely to prevail on its claims that the deportation moratorium violates federal law. The Biden administration arguing there needs to be a pause in deportations while his administration crafts new immigration law. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NTSB announced the probable cause of Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash.
The National Transportation Safety Board released a draft report on the helicopter crash that killed 9 people in Calabasas, California, including basketball star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna in late January 2020. The NTSB has ruled human error as the cause, saying the pilot became disoriented on a foggy morning northwest of Los Angeles. NTSB investigator in charge Bill English says visual flight rules did not apply at the time of the crash.
The VFR weather minimums for helicopters outside of controlled airspace is much lower than that, for fixed wing, helicopters are routinely flown in less than 3 miles visibility. And special VFR is simply and only applies in controlled airspace, such as Burbank or Van Nuys.
The Sikorsky helicopter had been climbing out of the clouds when the chartered aircraft bank left and began a sudden 1,200-foot descent that lasted nearly a minute. It slammed into the ground at a high rate of speed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis stopped by a Jacksonville Walmart on Tuesday to announce more COVID-19 vaccine doses are coming to Florida.
Today is a great day because we're announcing the expansion of vaccine availability in the state of Florida. That will be expanding to Walmarts all across the state of Florida beginning at the end of this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.